Sheet going around, so please sign it when it comes your way. First topic is general. Piazza just let everybody know that they are recording. Fran, I believe we are missing a couple recordings.
Yes.
The ones that are listed here. 10:25, 11:08, and 12:20. We have everything else, though.
Yeah, I know 12:20. I got to get those other ones.
Where's the other two, Fran?
They're in there.
They're in where? Do they have them here?
They should have. I have to resend them to them, and
yeah,
I owe you the 12:20.
Yeah, we never got 10:25, 11:08, and then 12:20. Everything else we have, though. Next topic is the construction schedule. Regarding schedule update number 18, comments have been received from all contractors. Savin stated before the new update is circulated, Piazza to make sure all changes are incorporated.
So, to eliminate confusion, when Joe sent it out the first time, it was marked as 19. So, it is 18, and it got resent as 19, in case everybody was confused.
Where's the schedule?
Yeah, schedule.
It's 18, schedule 18.
Where is it?
Let me,
can you send it back out to them?
Yeah.
1 second. Everyone has received the schedule. So far, Piazza, Lombardo, and J&M have signed off on it. I don't know if you have.
I have signed off on it, yeah. I got
okay.
It.
They signed it like your hard copy thing, but Kevin's sending it out, DocuSign.
Okay.
So it's number 18,
yes.
Right?
Correct.
Yes.
And I just want to clarify a point. Schedule update 17 was for work completed as of November and remaining work as of December. So there's no reason why our payment should be held up for not having a signed schedule.
Did we say
you
we were holding
it.
Up the payment?
Kevin did, yes. So payment 17, payment 20, I'm sorry, even though you're within your 30 days, there should be no reason not to release that.
So you're saying that we have everything we need to release 20?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, just let me clarify. With schedule update number 18, that is for work completed as of December and remaining work from there on. So our payment 21 should not be held up because of a schedule.
Let's get you 20.
No, but I just want to be on the record so we're all on the same page. If someone disagrees, please let me know now.
So you said 17 was as of November and December. Is
was for work
of December or something?
No, was for work completed as of November.
November 30th.
And remaining work from December moving forward. That was schedule 17.
But then you said 18 is December as well. Is
it for work. 18 is for work completed as of December and remaining work from January moving forward.
God.
I'm sorry if it's confusing.
January and December.
So there's no reason why Piazza's payment number 21 would be held.
But this isn't submitted yet.
Right.
We're in the pencil stage.
Right. So we're in the pencil
21.
Stage there, and this one has been submitted.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That is correct, Nancy. So I just wanted to clarify that.
And what about on did you write a letter on any new schedule that
no, we
yet?
Haven't written.
Okay.
What's coming? You want to tell us?
You got to pay for them.
You already started.
I pay for an old schedule, I'm going to think. It's all in the claim, Ross. You don't need to smile. We'll get down. Don't worry, baby.
Piazza stated that.
So I just want Friday schedule. That's the latest, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's number 17.
That's 18.
No, 18.
18.
18. Sorry if it's confusing.
It's not. It should be.
Oh, Joe's fault.
Yeah. All
right. So.
All 19.
So schedule update 18 was as of last week.
Yep.
Regarding switchgear, Talt spoke to Eaton on 12/5. Ship date is still confirmed for 2/9. Talt to copy Savin on all correspondence to Eaton. So that date has not changed.
No. Spoke to him this morning.
Yeah, I spoke with him as well.
So what's the real time limit, time frame? So it shipped on the 9th.
It's shipping 2/9 from New Jersey. Give it a day.
So give it 2 days. So it gets here by 2/11.
Yep.
And then what happens after that?
Installation will start.
Goes in?
And how long
rig in, give it a day to get all the equipment downstairs, and give it about 2 to 3 weeks. Give it 3 weeks to be on the safe side.
Okay.
for everything to be switched.
You're in March already.
Delete everything.
End of February, March.
Yeah, we're right about March 1st. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
I think we all have those dates in our brain permanently.
And just sticking. So just
confirm that we originally said it at the end of March. So if it happens before that.
Well, the end of March is like 8 weeks from the 9th.
Well, it was
Jose,
February. It's like
you
7
said you wanted 30 days.
30 days,
right.
Okay.
Right.
30 days.
So it went from 60 days to 30 days.
30 days. 30 right. days. So we're somewhere in the middle of March.
On or about, right.
Middle of March.
Yeah.
So, and then how do I finish the job by Mr. Davidson's schedule of March?
It's not our schedule. Please don't.
It's your schedule.
Okay, so
it is not our
schedule. There's a schedule.
Let me ask a question. Let me interrupt everybody. So we have a construction schedule, and Michael, I hate putting you on the line, but you as the owner need to make a decision. Do we keep going because we don't have climate control yet with flooring and ceiling tile? And I understand because of COVID there was a delay with some of your lights, which are stopping you from putting the lights in.
We don't know why
they were delayed. Which is, I believe, is the classroom lights that you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're shipping this week, and we should have them probably by the end of Friday.
Okay. So, again,
that's a money issue.
I'm going to defer to the experts on.
Yeah.
That,
we want. Are we continuing with our flooring? Obviously, we're working on flooring right now. If you walk the building, you'll see that it actually looks very nice. But it's a decision.
Isn't that why we have
Tempe
going in the building
24/7?
Okay,
yeah,
so
then you really shut it off. Can I just say one thing? I love all your minutes and all your bullshit, but this is the facts. Right now, you want your building in March? Okay? We can do it, but we have to all work with the situation that we have in hand.
Yep.
We have to take some risks with the floor, some risks with the ceiling tile, the millwork. Because if we wait like we're supposed to wait for all the heat on to do finishes, we're never going to get
to. We're not waiting. That's why we have temporary heat.
So Nick, temporary heat. Let me stop you one second.
Stop it.
They answered the question. They said temporary heat, they're taking responsibility. If it doesn't work.
That's not what everybody just said, Joe.
That's not what they said. Temporary heat is fine. Okay? It's fine. But when you go then, and Jim, I'm saying Jim because he's the heating, right? Down with temporary heat, here comes the heat. That's a whole different climate. Whole different situation. So I went through this in Portchester, okay, where the school turned around and says, put the floors down, put the millworks in, okay? Well, we'll see how it works out, okay? Nothing. It was perfect. Absolutely perfect. One tile code. One. Out of that whole school.
So can I ask
Hold on. So what I'm trying to do, Mike, is say to you, we have everything in hand. Toilet partitions are coming in. The only exact thing that we have outside right now is the, I could do that too. So the only thing we could do, all we have is the circulation desk. There's no reason if we all just put the lawsuits to the side, put our attitudes to the side. I could get the job done. Fourth, third, second, Terrazzo on the second floor will be done by the end of the week. First half for next week. Toilet partitions going. Doors. We have everything. Let's blitz it.
Okay, so let me just...
The ceiling tile, hold on. Let's leave out where he's got to put his ceiling fixtures. He should have had that in already. Stuff happens. We understand. But we have to work together saying, okay, we're going to leave this row out. We're going to leave that row out.
I thought we already figured that out.
No, we haven't figured out. Nothing's in writing figuring out.
Okay, so what we'll do is by the end of business today, we'll have an answer to this question.
That's it. Let me go. Just let me go. You told me a while ago, Nick, when it's time for you to go, I know you'll finish it. Let me go. The road is wide open right now.
Yeah.
One of the most important things we need, and I don't know how it works, but that baseboard heat, okay, I don't know when that gets turned on or how that can go, but that would help with the climax of all the rooms.
So I remember...
Not so you have permanent power.
Okay, I understand.
I remember Jim saying that the delta is 20 above the ambient temperature, about.
You give me white out, I can get you 30.
Okay, 30 above the ambient temperature. The ambient temperature is 30 degrees, so that gets us to 60 without any temporary heat that we're putting in.
Right.
Okay, so everything sounds, let me just talk to the team after this meeting and we'll get you all your answers today.
That's all we need.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll make sure that by March, you'll have your furniture in your classrooms, and then whatever all goes on afterwards got nothing to do with me. No, but that won't have nothing to do with me.
Right.
We will do, Piazza will do their part to finish their scope.
Okay. All right, next item.
All right, so Schedule 18 is being routed for DocuSign. What's 19? Is that...
19 is at the end of the month.
It's the next update.
Well, don't you usually get the MEP stuff in the middle of the month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got another week or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, just ask.
Yeah.
Anything else on the construction schedule? Next topic is field coordination. Just a reminder, all contractors are responsible for daily cleanup. Paul needs to clean up / sweep streets daily. Savin stated building cleanup has been better, but needs to continue along with street cleaning, which they have yet to do. Savin also requested Talk to remove their large wire wheels from the site / building.
Still there.
Okay. Still there.
Can we request on the first floor that guys start getting their stuff out of the first floor so we can come down and do our base, which we are now, and jump right down to there?
Who's the terrazzo base? There.
Yeah.
The hallway is pretty clear, isn't it?
I know, but they go back and forth to that. I want to jump on that and then get to the cafeteria.
Well, whose stuff is down there?
Everybody's.
Sometimes we need to consolidate everybody.
That's a group effort.
Yeah.
The problem is where do you go?
Well, they leave the cafeteria till last.
The cafeteria is, just so you know, it will be our staging area for the furniture. But the furniture hasn't even been ordered yet, so...
I'll be in Hawaii by then, so don't worry about it.
Well, it hasn't. But it's going to be ordered by the end of this month, so...
I mean, it's going to start coming in, because some of the stuff is...
Some stuff is in stock, so
correct.
It'll be in within a few weeks of the order.
Correct.
Talt stated security wiring at the academic building is complete and they can't begin the community building installation due to building still taking on water. That's still open?
Well, we did start the installation of the security wiring.
There's only one opening in the building.
There's no water in that building, correct, Mike?
There's
no seal, no glass and everything.
There's one opening where Jim just finished the duct. That section.
That's sheetrock, right?
Yeah, that's sheetrock.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't take water, right?
That's the only opening we have left.
It doesn't take water, right? So the building is dry. The glass is all in. The aluminum doors are in. We temporarily shut it. So we're dry, Jose. We've been dry since we put the unit on the roof.
I'm talking. I guess this was from when 12/20.
That was like a
month that's old.
Old.
Yeah, that's
at
old.
This point. Yeah.
Is that both buildings? Are done, watertight, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
Both buildings are...
No, what he was talking about is community building, specifically.
But is the academic building watertight?
The areaway was open. That's closed now, Nancy.
No.
No, it's still open.
Because it's got to get tied in on Lawrence. That's where all the drains are.
And anywhere you see a plywood window is not watertight.
Yes, it is. No water coming through here.
You gotta come. Next time it rains, come here. We'll
show you the videos of it.
Believe me.
I'll show you the videos of it.
All right, keep going. All right. I'm not gonna argue about that.
Let's see. Piazza.
Just minimal water infiltration.
Yes.
At the plywood window.
All right, that's fine.
Piazza stated CCD utility work on Lawrence. That started 2 weeks ago. Roll up door and kitchen that was installed. And still need to install McLean side and Areaway 1. We still need to do both of those.
What are we talking about?
The roll-up door.
So they're both in.
All
in.
Of them?
Yes.
Yep. We're complete.
Okay. Piazza stated they performed a moisture test of the concrete slab. There was no issue shown where LVT flooring is to be installed.
Mike, can you send that to us, please?
Say it one time. Say it again. Someone's texting me about shit.
The moisture test from the floor.
You got
just
it.
Send it, just so everybody has it.
Yep.
Before floor.
There's also talk about flatness, because there was some ponding on this.
They patched before they did splash pad.
Yep.
Okay, so someone's testing it for flatness.
No, that was done.
No, it was already done.
You
prior.
Do flatten tests, right?
Yeah, we did it within 48 hours after every time they poured a slab.
That's when it has to be done.
We had Tectonic do a flatness test.
It was minimal, Russ. It was minimal. It was within the ATF standards. That's a little good. Bit of ponding, we flashed it like normal.
Okay.
Just wanted to follow up.
You can see in some rooms before. A lot of the spaces filled in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That the flooring that was scheduled to start on 1/8, so that obviously changed.
From Monday.
What was that?
It started Monday.
This Monday.
Which was the 15th.
Yeah.
Okay. Piazza was again reminded that they must protect the concrete sidewalks once the work starts at the community building. Do we have an update when the sidewalks are supposed to start?
We're having a meeting today with KGND to resolve elevation issues.
And do we pour concrete in?
Yeah, don't you need warmer weather to do the sidewalks?
Yeah. Winter concrete.
You're doing it with an additive and all that stuff?
Yeah,
that's what they're
allowed to do.
Yeah.
The ground can't be frozen, though. So
correct.
Before we start, come on. Before we start to get, we form out, we put blankets on the damn floors, and the ground thaws out, and we go from there. Just like normal.
Means and methods. Go ahead.
Piazza needs the fire sprinkler sub to complete their core drilling in the cafeteria. That was complete.
No, it wasn't. In the cafeteria?
Oh, I thought they did that.
No. Where is he with that?
He needs drilled the holes. They said to complete the piping.
To the outside?
Yeah.
He did the holes.
He did the holes to the inside.
Yeah, he didn't do the holes to
the outside.
We can't close up that chase.
It's not one chase. It's not a building.
So, we're waiting.
That's holding me up for 5 months.
Okay.
Well, about 5 weeks now, actually.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, it's no big deal.
So he's got to do
no
the
big
holes
deal.
To the outside and still run the sprinkler piping?
He does, yeah, in that area. Yeah.
He just does. I don't think he has the piece yet. I don't know why it's taking so long.
J&M scheduled delivery of ERU-03. That was delivered, and that's on the roof now. That was completed.
So once it's up there, it's already penetrated.
Done, tied in. It's already done. It just needs to be insulated now. Who's
it
doing
is.
That? On the inside.
Internally.
Yeah, but the outside needs it. Do you know when that's happening, Mr. Comerford?
Oh, no. I was waiting for Mr. Tola to speak with his roofing.
I'm sorry. I was doing
the insulation on the ductwork that we're 300 or so square feet.
I need to follow up on that. I'll get back to you today, Nance.
Fire pump is on site, and that's in the basement?
Yeah.
Well, it's in pieces on site. It's not assembled.
Correct.
But you got it down?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's in there.
Yep.
That's in the spec, yeah.
KGD had a surveying contractor on site for the community building.
That
final results still pending, but KGD said the results seem close. I know we're having a meeting, like Joe just mentioned, we're having a meeting to discuss the elevations after the meeting today.
Yeah.
Con Ed scheduled to energize the building on 1/4. Area needs to be clear and for access. That was completed. Mm-hmm. Savin asked Piazza to provide a simple daily work schedule for the terrazzo flooring installation for coordination purposes.
Didn't get one.
Yeah, we never received that. But.
Where are we with terrazzo?
Second floor.
We're down on two.
You start from the top?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Completing some grinding on the fourth floor. Should be done today. We're going to bring our grinding machine down to third floor, grind that, grout it, get it to the grout stage so everyone can complete their finishes. We're pouring second floor today. It's in two stages, probably three stages. And continue. We're gonna start setting base on first floor, do a tile, and then start terrazzo down there.
When are you starting base on one?
So you clear everything out.
It should be tomorrow.
But is that depending upon all the stuff that's
well, there? We'd like everyone to just tighten everything up. You know, what doesn't need to be here, just get it out of here.
Yes.
Come on. We can all work a little faster and better that way.
Okay.
So that's all that's about.
Okay. Anything else on field coordination? Anybody waiting on anything? Anybody holding anybody up?
No. I was going to say something about
Next topic, record documents and daily field reports. Everybody is currently up to date. Thank you, guys. Next topic, permit requirements. Did we renew the street permit for Lawrence?
Yeah, you have it.
Well, let's go back to what Nancy said. Who's holding who up?
What
if you want to wait, you said you want to wait.
No, I was going to say something, but I'll wait until it's appropriate to bring it up. It has nothing to do with anything, anyone holding anybody up.
Okay. Next topic was 2-week look ahead. At the moment, everyone's up to date. Just Lombardo's, his ends at the end of this week, so we'll need a new one for, you know, starting next week. I already emailed Ron about it.
How come they're on a different schedule?
Oh, he sent a 3-week look ahead instead of a 2-week look ahead last time to save himself some time, I guess.
Next topic is construction observations. Piazza previously addressed the construction fencing and barriers, but the barriers along McLean and Lawrence still need to be addressed. I know we're still working over there, so those will get fixed as we're completed.
When is Hall going to be done with all his stone?
All the stone everywhere is done, except for the front entrance, which we talked there. But that shouldn't affect anybody.
So he's done on McLean with stone,
yep.
Precast,
100%.
Everything? So can he break everything down?
He is. We're ready to put windows in there.
Is everything down there?
Yeah, well, look.
Was that yesterday?
They're broken down. I mean, they have one piece of scaffolding up, but not all the way up. But the window guys are there.
They got like two sections, two stories all the way across.
I just drove by it. I didn't see any scaffolding.
Next one is just a reminder that...
Unless you did it yesterday morning.
Just a reminder, Piazza said once Hall was complete with the work on the McLean side, that they would fix the gate over there. That's just a reminder.
The gate that fell down?
No,
the fence fell down.
That was the whole fence that fell down. That was on Lawrence.
We fixed that.
Yeah.
That wasn't McLean?
No.
Oh. We fixed that.
Yeah.
It happened on McLean a while ago, maybe like a year ago it happened on McLean.
Clearly not.
Reminder, Savin again stated street cleanup must be done daily. That still needs to be done. KGD stated there's a lot of dirt and debris inside the building and that the building should be kept clean as finishes are being installed. KGD stated there's an issue with stair B risers not aligning at the landings. What's the status on the stair B landings?
Let's just go back 1 second to the cleanup. The heat in the building, is it forced air? Is it?
Yes.
So if it's dusty, is that going to affect finishes? Once the heat goes on, if the area is not clean, does that affect finishes?
It affects the filters,
right,
Jim?
He's
going to have to replace filters a lot more.
You're going to pay filters on a cost-plus basis, so...
Okay,
but
so it's nothing to do with finishes, it will be good.
No, finishes are affected by dust. You don't want to paint.
There'll be no dust.
Yeah.
You're starting on four today, I believe, fourth floor. We're finishing up our little hand grinding in the corners.
They're on vacuum. It's
minimal.
Okay.
And
whoever replaces the filters.
Somebody had said that to me, not at this table, in my office, and said I thought it was forced air and then...
Right. Basically, the construction, we're done up there, you know, except for minor finishes,
okay.
Ceiling tiles, you know, a little grouting and polishing the floor when we turn it over.
Got it.
You know, we got a couple of lockers to install. So there's
you haven't put doors in there.
We have not yet.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Okay.
No,
nope,
that
you.
Won't be dusty anyway. So it's just the install.
Thanks. That's all.
Yep.
And what's the status with the stair B, the risers not aligning at the landings? Do we have an update on that?
Who was emails going back and forth on that?
We're reviewing options. we have ideas that we'll present.
Let's look at the layout on it. Because it's not our fault there. It is the way it lays out. So let's take a look at it and see what it is. Our structural guy went over it.
The top landing.
It lays out.
Joe,
landing goes where the landing goes.
You have some ideas together, okay?
Yes, we're thinking just having it grinded? What's the terrazzo guy grinding that piece?
So we just need a survey with the dimensions, and I'm sure it's a combination of grinding and flash patch here.
Yep, exactly.
Just need to take some measurements, and we'll work it out.
Yep, exactly.
Well, on the subject of stairs, lights can go in now?
So sure, they've been in for weeks.
As long as it's painted. As long as it's painted. If it's painted, yes, your lights can go in.
No, because I know there was an issue.
And KGD, also, there was an issue with the Schluter trim at the corridor wall tile and alcoves. KGD will see if there's a Schluter, if Schluter makes a trim piece to cover the gap. Do we have an update on that?
Yeah, Mike was going to make a mock-up.
We actually did the mock-up, but it's not accessible today because we're pouring terrazzo floor right where we did the mock-up.
Of course.
But it looked really nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it came out really nice.
I thought we just overlapped the tile.
So let's look at it after you're done with the terrazzo. And if it looks okay, then just do that everywhere and we'll be set.
Obviously,
we would rather not add more trim.
Yeah.
Right, where the Schluter runs prior to the wall, our tile guy has to clean off some thin set from the back so it's nice and clean, the aluminum finish. And we taped
out.
It. We just feathered it in a little bit. It looks nice. It looks like it was meant to be that way.
So maybe that's all set then. We'll wait to see it.
Yeah.
Anything else on construction observations? All right. Next topic is submittals. Just a reminder, Sam will send out the submittal log each week to the primes. I did send it to Piazza this morning. Everything is still the same.
Where's the fence?
The submittals are being put together. The chain link one, the ornamental fence, they're working on it now.
I mean, chain link is chain link.
Yeah.
It's the ornamental one.
Yep, and then there's a little bit of PVC fence.
So we have chain link on the property, right?
On this side.
On this
playground side.
We used our number six, our six gauge, not the nine gauge, right?
I think we got all that.
Yeah.
But we can
double check. I'm drawing a blank right now. I don't remember the fence that's on the wall between the Radford property.
That's a decorative fence.
That's a decorative. Okay.
You've already submitted that one?
Yeah. No, I know that. That one's in production. I didn't remember if it was chain link or not.
We got chain link on the gas meter, so that's the only other besides here.
So we still need the projection screen shop drawings, the simulated stone countertop shop drawings, the ornamental fencing like we just talked about, and asphalt mix design.
I think the stone is actually made.
Stone
was
in a long time ago.
It's on the log.
I think that's made.
Which part? When in a long time ago?
The simulated stone countertops.
I think that's done.
Yeah, somehow I have a feeling that's bundled up with something else.
Yeah, it is. Just let me know.
It's just
and
hard to
it.
Find, unfortunately. Yeah,
and only because I have pictures of it done.
Okay.
Because it's in stored material.
I'll check into that.
Okay. Brian probably looked at it.
Okay, fine.
I do believe that's the case for that item, but like I said, I don't know unless you guys tell me that.
Is the signage lady all set with her?
Well,
many recent submissions.
I put an RFI in yesterday for the signage lady. She paid us a visit.
I saw that.
And I did a couple of submittals, and I gave you, and you gave Brian the actual physical samples, which I uploaded yesterday to Submittals Change.
Yes.
So, which just pending approvals and responses for now.
And those are the physical samples.
Those are the
that
physical
we just
samples that were uploaded yesterday afternoon.
What's the signage, right?
Yes, I gave
the building signage.
Signage.
Classroom.
Classrooms.
So big numbers.
Data closet.
We needed
the
to submit
team
it.
Well, we asked for actual samples, and we just got them today.
If I remember
she
correctly,
brought them yesterday. You got
guys,
them today.
You haven't seen
why didn't we
that's
kind of
in right now.
No, she was contacting him directly. That was the problem.
Because
they were going back and forth.
John Becker is sick.
They know that.
Yeah. He was here last week.
Put it in a minute.
The problem is that John Becker is sick and doesn't come to work, so I want him removed from that. I will direct who is going to approve those signs.
Okay.
And it is not John Becker.
Right.
Okay.
Send it to Mike.
Okay, so the,
so, so Al's approving them?
With the signed samples, and now you have
me
them.
And Al.
That's it.
Okay.
Put it in the minutes.
Yes, it's, I'm going to put it in the minutes, and I said it right there. Yep.
He also mentioned that the delay for the signage was because they were going back and forth.
There's not a delay. They were just going back and forth.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's good. We just got to read it right.
Well, she is a very difficult person to deal with.
She's nice but difficult. Yeah, she's.
Okay. And there were some ACP panels and zinc panels that were delivered this week. That was that all came.
You have all the ACP panels on site to complete the entire top of the academic building.
Okay, what about the zinc?
I'm not sure how much came, but the ACPs, I'm sure, and we have a call into the supplier to see when the rest of the order's coming for an update that we'll share with you next.
Okay.
There are some submittals pending design team. Those are really just the signage, the acrylic classroom signs, and the physical samples that we just received.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the stage curtain and rigging, the revised shop drawing with the additional as well.
I just came in.
Yeah, just, I got that yesterday and sent it to you.
All those three submittals just got sent in yesterday.
Yes.
Okie dokie.
Okay, that's it for submittals. Next topic is RFIs. So as per this list that's on the minutes, 389 is still open. That's the bronze plaque submitted on 12/8.
The plaque, the
infamous plaque. Yeah, dude, I don't know what to say. It's got like 22 names on it now because people have retired and some people are saying they should still be there. And I think we're going to eventually just say, if you don't work here, when this building opens, you don't get on the clock. You don't get on the sun. I think.
That's racist.
That's Russ. That's rough. Not Russ. That's rough.
I don't know what to say.
He's
got to
do
racist. There's like six deputy mayors, two superintendents, four facility directors. I don't know what to say.
And five golden rings.
All the people that don't work here anymore on a separate panel next to it so that you can put it, take it down or put it up, whatever.
There literally will be three superintendents.
Wow.
So who gets it?
The first guy who started the whole thing.
Quesada, Rodriguez, and now the new guy is going to be here when we open this plaque.
I think Quesada and John Carr. I know John Carr's name should be on it. That's just my opinion.
Who's going to make the decision? That's what we need to know.
I'll take care of it. I won't make the decision, but I'll take care of it.
Quesada, Rodriguez, Carr, and yourself. Stop.
Okay.
After invading, or Michael, we could just do a huge sign. Russ and Brian could give a wall that we can.
I know this much. My name is nowhere near that thing.
All right, next. I'll get that by next meeting. We'll have a decision made for this bronze.
Come on, no chuckles from anyone.
I'm laughing the whole way through as I'm vomiting in my mouth.
We'll just call it Nancy's school.
Okay.
We do have a few new RFIs. That's 394, which is drainage elevations. 395, sign clarification. And 396, egress map from Mulberry.
I think that was answered.
No, I just printed out an hour ago.
She had another question.
Oh, no, she had it was the first RFI, and then she had a question about the RFI answer. So that's the second egress map. So you're correct as far as I know last time I looked.
Okay, we'll look at it.
Yes. Okay.
So that's it for RFIs. Next topic is new items. At the last meeting, KGD and ICG still to follow up on exterior items from the 10-12 meeting. Do we have an update on that?
Okay, I'm getting lost with ITG now. Did we send Tolst all the card reader stuff related to the elevator, Brian?
Yes.
Okay, so yesterday I got something forwarded to me from Piazza, but there was nothing attached to it. But it came from a conversation that the guy John from Schindler had with, I think, you and Al on site, and now there's some different else that they need for the smaller elevator because it requires a different something.
A 25 amp fuse or something like that, yes.
So
the smaller elevator is also going to be part of the access with access control?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nancy, what you're talking about has got nothing to do with card readers,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, it's
okay. Okay. So, but we have all the card reader stuff, yes? Okay.
All right, so for the card readers for the elevators, yes. But what I wanted to ask was regarding ITG is because they sent us an updated set of drawings, which I went ahead and sent to you guys because it should have went to you guys.
Correct.
So is that the latest updated set? Because I thought there was other corrections that had to get made.
Well, did you see them, Brian? Well, right.
So I saw that set come out. And then I asked Isaac to just break out the elevator stuff, which we did.
Yeah.
And I sent you that separately.
I got that. Yep.
Which was then even a little different than the previous set he sent you that he had called a full updated set. So.
Okay.
So whose ball is it in? Whose court is it in to make sure that those are the updated?
Well, the card readers, I think we're okay with the card reader.
Because they went straight to him from Isaac, which he shouldn't do.
Okay, so who's going to say to Isaac, I need a full set, the most latest and greatest? Who's going to do that?
Well, my question is, wasn't there some discussions about there were some other changes that were being made?
Yes, which we haven't gotten them yet.
Okay. Okay, so that's where I'm getting at. So
I know
if there's other changes,
the antenna that's added on there, but we never sent you anything on the antenna yet. So don't do anything with the antenna yet.
And there's something about the gate,
yes,
as well.
So unless it comes from Brian or from me, don't do anything with it.
So there should be an email sent to Jose saying these are the items you should not address until we get clarification.
Okay, Nancy, and how about those exterior doors that showed no devices? Only that IDMA device.
ILDAs,
which didn't show card readers, door contacts,
door
strikes.
Door contacts.
It didn't show anything.
I know his email doesn't say that.
Okay, but.
But then he came back and said they need door contacts, and they're going in, and I'm keeping track of that.
Okay. All right. And how about, because you and I looked at the door schedule for those doors, and there was like a whole bunch of stuff.
All the other stuff that Piazza's provided.
Right. So what are we doing with all that?
I don't know.
Okay. So none of this sounds good.
Can you just clarify all the other stuff Piazza's providing?
According to the hardware schedule.
It's not something... So
okay.
Nancy...
I thought it was something...
Nancy took it upon her to look at the door schedule for these particular four doors, which are the kindergarten, and said, oh, wait a minute, because Piazza, according to their schedule, they have this other equipment that's got to go there. But I raised a question, and they said no.
These are exterior doors? For
the four exterior kindergarten doors.
For the baby kids? So they need alarms and all that stuff, right?
I don't know.
They're exterior to
their exterior, yeah.
You just...
So, isn't that what the ILDA is for?
Well, the ILDA is a security monitor that tells you something is open or it's an alarm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
right.
If there's nothing there to set it off...
Right.
Well,
how would it
door
know?
Contact.
The door contact, but how about the other equipment that the vendor is supplying? What are we doing? Is there anything being done with that?
Can we get a meeting with our ITG?
Well, I sent him an email and he said... I sent him an email and he said, you're correct. There's nothing going at those doors.
Well, he sent that, but then once Forno showed up, everybody realized, oh no, you need to have the door contacts. And then I think Al went ahead and was, I'll just put the wires for the door contacts.
Yeah.
So it's going in. Those are those four doors in the front.
Right, but that's what I said a while ago, that doors that don't have wiring going through them and all this.
Well, those are the ones that have the wiring.
Those particular four doors do have some
wiring
harness. They have
on
something.
On his end, I don't think it shows anything else.
But so they have the wiring, but it doesn't show having cards to them?
No, there's definitely no cards. There's no door. I'll put door contacts in. But there's no door strikes. There's no request to exit. There's nothing.
So it has electrified hardware. But
it has electric. Right.
But we're not using it.
Yeah, that's
I
what.
I sent that to you. I thought I did.
So that's what I'm saying. We kind of need like the latest update drawings, so I could kind of look.
I know, but he
can't. And is ITG highlighting any changes, any updates, or anything like that, so that you know?
They're clouding it.
Well, that's the problem. He sent it directly to Jose, and it shouldn't have gone to Jose.
All right. Who does ITG work for?
Well, these
right,
particular
gotta
doors.
Tell ITG, he's got to.
That's what I'm trying to say. You have
his game here.
Why are you going to
the contact?
So everybody knows.
So
they're saying that no doors on
Jose. Jose, Nick.
Eric Maselli. Right.
But Eric hasn't been working on this project because he's quote unquote too busy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. There's nothing going to those.
Nothing going to that.
So I will set up a meeting. We're gonna have a meeting with Isaac. We have to do this. I know you guys think it's painful, but this is way more painful.
Well, we met with Isaac. 12th Electric went to his office and we went over a bunch of stuff.
Who was there with this meeting at the office?
At his office, it was just
us.
That was related to this job
for the devices.
Yeah, for.
But there's many more questions now, right?
There's other questions, like these doors. But I raised the question.
Right.
He said no. All you're doing is door contact. But
let somebody else other than you hear that, and let's all sit in a room together.
Mike, my question is this, and maybe I'm wrong, but the wiring that his shows there is for the magnetic stuff. What happens to the wiring for all hardware electronic stuff that there's no wiring there for it? That's what my question is.
Good question. We need a meeting. I'll take care of it.
Just keep me in the loop on that.
Yeah.
Because I pretty
You'll
much
be
know
at the
all
meeting.
Ins and outs of the nonsense.
Is there a need for Piazza to be at that?
I don't know. Does Piazza need to be at that?
Yeah. It depends what we're talking about.
Hey, who's got the
so
science
yes
sheet?
Take it
so, yes.
It's
working its way around.
I don't see it, though.
Isaac has it.
Happy to have it.
Isaac has it.
Wow, are you the keeper?
No, that was me.
I just can't even believe that we're having a conversation about ITG.
Yeah, they're in the thing. I just
can't believe that.
Sure.
That he had all these plans, all these specs, but this job was put together three years ago.
All right, just so you know, the drawings.
There's meetings for contractors and nobody else knows.
He had a meeting with Talt because he's telling you how to.
We knew about
stuff.
It. We knew
correct.
That
so the meeting. I just want to clarify. So the meeting that we had with Isaac was before we started installing the actual devices. We got together to coordinate exactly how some of this equipment was going to be installed because a lot of this equipment was being pre-wired at his shop. So he showed us the panels. He gave us a visual of everything that they're doing at the shop, and they were going to be upgrading, revising the drawings because the drawings that we have, he said they were 3 years old, but since then they were revised. No wiring changes, nothing changed. Just basically the layout of the equipment inside the IT closets. So we're okay with that. We just want to get the latest updated set of drawings. If there was devices that was added or things that changed,
anything
that's
that was
all
added
we need
has to come from us.
Yeah, I get that. He did send it to us. Maybe he should have sent it to you guys, but he forwarded it to me and I sent it to you guys. So that meeting that we had with him was more of a coordination to figure out what we were doing out here in the field.
And he also pre-wired stuff for you.
Yeah, he had a lot of that stuff gets pre-wired at his place.
All right. Next item that also involves ITG, that was the high temp alarm for the walk-in box. KGD was supposed to give us an update.
Yes. I have no update.
Okay. Top of wall fire inspection report. We did have a follow-up inspection that was done earlier this week, and Nancy sent out the results to everybody. Was there still a few areas that needed?
Most of the interior stuff was MEPs, so I think I sent that to everybody.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, there's one small spot we had to do by window.
Yeah.
Which
it
might
be
done.
And that does not
by
include
now
first floor. I didn't do first floor yet.
So second, third, and fourth is
yes
minimal to complete.
Yeah,
for MEPs.
One
you know, something went in after the fact, kind of thing.
All right. But our work was just that one area Michael was mentioning.
Next is Aramark. That's the commissioning agent. They were to resend notification to all contractors for the checklist on the CX Alloy website. Nancy did follow up with them. That was sent out to everybody. I don't know if anybody's really looked at the website, but you guys...
Woodward, since you're the only one that really needs to fill that out right now,
yeah,
did you go in there? And click anything?
Okay. Let me start some stuff first.
That's another part of my babysitting duties.
It's nothing that Savin can kind of help you guys with. You guys got to go in the website and complete it yourself. So we can kind of just coach you guys along the way, but you guys have to physically go and do it yourself. That's mainly HVAC and some electrical.
He's not listening.
So selective. I know he hears me, but... J&M stated they will clean out the underground ductwork due to water being inside if change order is issued. Project team to review. That's still open. What are we going to do with that?
Just leave it for now.
Just leave it.
Because they're not doing anything with it yet.
Oh, man, still playground equipment will be coordinated with Piazza, YPS to provide info once received. That's still open.
Yep.
It's been ordered.
Oh, good. So you have a plan.
We have a plan. We have a rendering. We have a drawing.
Can we get it?
We have an order.
We can share it with Piazza?
Yes, of course. Today.
Great.
Michael, as we coordinate that, is the company coming to set their sonic tubes and stuff, or is that something that we're going to get involved with? Are they doing the concrete?
I think they do it. Before the surface, right?
Correct.
You blacktop.
Yep, we'll coordinate with them. I just wanted to make sure you bought that from them.
The last time we talked about, don't you want to do it before they blacktop?
It's before we put
it's before you pour the final surface, right?
No, before we do the base coat, then when we do the top surfacing, we want their equipment in place.
You do the base coat first.
No, they put their sleeves in. They place their concrete. We do our top. We do our... Our base coat.
Which and is what?
The asphalt.
Okay.
And then before we put
the surface, the play surface.
The play surface, they put their play equipment in because we go right to the play equipment.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so, they got all that.
So I think they have to come before the asphalt to put their tubes in.
Yes.
That is correct.
Yes.
And the last item, Piazza looking to start, like we were just kind of talking about, the playground work. They want to start at the end of January. We'll possibly need to move the trailers, and Savin will need to move inside the academic
building. So there's a lead time on this, on the equipment.
Right.
Oh, so they just need to put sleeves in.
Right? You have the layout. That's all they need.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anything... Any new items?
So let's just stick with the relocating, obviously, everything that's in this area by the end of the month.
Everybody first, tell us that.
Have you?
Where are you going to move Savin?
I don't have to move.
You guys are going to, what I would do is you guys pick a room where we have climate control in place, and that's where we'll move you to.
Why are we moving Savin? My contract is over. I'm on a 5-month extension. They're not paying me for anything. Why am I moving them? I'm not moving Salmon. I'm moving the trailer. Period. And they can fight it and do whatever they want.
So, let's talk about that for a second. What, if you were in contract right now, what would you do?
Move Salmon.
Like, literally move these tables and file cabinets and everything?
Move the trailer.
Yep.
Okay.
Everything.
Thank you.
I have a question. Russ, do you want to keep any of those samples that were dropped off in my trailer? Can I throw them out?
Samples of what?
Freak gas. Blazing. I don't think you need them.
No.
Okay.
The next scheduled meeting is for January 31st.
Will it be in this trailer?
Yep.
Yes. At this point, I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so.
I do, because I got to leave.
All right, Nick, what do you got?
Russ, you said that it was a 5-month extension. Can you put it in writing, please?
talked to the owner about it.
Well, you said it. I heard it.
I don't believe the architect ever said a 5-month extension of time was granted to anyone.
Joe? Did he say it or not?
Things were said, yes. I can't repeat word for word right now, but yeah.
So just let us know.
Oh. We'll let you know.
Okay. And Mike, you want a chalk drain put in. I can't put the chalk drains in for you only because I feel it's going to be a hazard to us in the long run because the pitch is going to be steep. And I'm afraid if it's coming into these ramps, you're going to hit it. They're going to go over it today, and you'll see, especially coming off of the church, it goes up. This walkway here on whatever the street is, Vanderbilt, whatever, is going to be like a wave because of all the drains. And the other one is 3 3/4 inches off. So I don't want to put in chalk drains. The drain is there, the box is there, the pipe is there. I just want you to think of this, and I'll show you video of the heavy rain. When that chalk drain fills, okay, one pipe. When that pipe can't take that water, where's the water gonna go? Inside. So it's, personally, there's a material that we won an award with these architects and engineers a few years ago. And it's called flex pave, right? We have it at our shop. If you make that an 8x8, matches the concrete, okay? You could put a 6-inch or an 8-inch fire hose right on it, and the water will never come up. Goes right into the ground with the gravel. It's perfect. No, it doesn't ice. You shovel it, snow blow it, never freezes. Sun comes out, it melts. It's on our... it's on our office. It's in New York Medical Center. If you go to White Plains, you'll see all the tree surrounds have it. So the roots don't come up out of the ground. Because the roots come up for oxygen. Mm-hmm. This stuff takes the water down. Now, I'm just saying, if you took a little piece, okay, and you just put it in front of every entrance, okay, you'll never get water in your building. Never. A nice big piece of it, match the concrete color. You'll never get water in there. I feel with the water when it rains out here, especially the back courtyard going into the cafeteria, we got a concrete walkway there, right? When it really rains, the water, it's up there. It's like a pond, then it recedes down. When you have the concrete, that water's going to run.
That whole square should be flexed.
Right, so, that whole plate should be flexed. It's just, if you want, you could go to our office. We got a fire truck there for you. We'll put it right on there, and you'll see the water, it goes right in the ground. It's 8 inches of gravel, and then it's flux paved. You'll never catch. Greenberg Schools have it in front of all their steps. If you go and look, we did it in front of their steps, and we did it on their landings.
It's flux paved.
All right, well, we don't do it. I was in partners with Tommy Alfredo, and then I didn't have time for it. But we won a huge award in Pound Ridge for it.
All right, let us talk about that whole thing, and then...
That'll save, Russ, a lot of engineering, a lot of everything, okay? And I would do the whole back walkway in it, and you'll never get water.
Give us this hour to do whatever measurements they're going to do. Talk about this, and then we'll get back to
it. Yeah, because what I'm worried about is when you come from the church down, it's like this. The water's going to run into that door. Then you have the pitches into all these drains. That's fine because you'll be able to pitch from the wall out, but this street is higher. So what's happened is you're going to be like this. You know what I mean? You're going to have this coming in for this. Yes. I would just make that box like that, and you don't have to worry about it. You don't even need the drains there.
All right, yeah. Let us talk about it, Nick. Thank you.
Nick, did you have anything else? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. So, we want to put the floors down. We have the millwork, right? We have the millwork. We have the floors. The heat on the floors are holding at, 57, I think 57 degrees. I just want an okay from Russ to proceed with it. We both have to work this out. Otherwise, if we wait for all the heat to come on...
What does the flooring manufacturer say is supposed to be for floors?
They say that they recommend like 60, but we're at 58, 57 degrees. And we,
even with the temp heat, that's as high as we get.
Well, yeah. Some days you got 60. Some days, on the coldest day, we had close to 70. I don't know why.
Like on, in let's say the fourth floor where you started it up, Jim, right? So you're going to get us.
That sounds pretty close.
Why don't we talk to the flooring people?
Well, they're doing it. He's confident, but we just want to... We have to just work this out.
What about the manufacturer's rep for the flooring? Is he confident?
He said, we did it like that at Port Chester. We have one tile curl. Now, here, we use a special glue.
All we care about is that you meet the manufacturer's recommendations.
Then, Rustin, we got to wait.
And if the manufacturer says, I'm okay with 55, then we're okay with 55. So ask him.
And it's supposed to be, I think, at 60. We're at 57, 58.
Well, ask the manufacturer's rep. And if he says fine, then it's fine.
But if he doesn't recommend it, what do we do?
Then we talk to the owner about waiving that requirement. But that's an owner's decision.
Well, that's what you asked.
That's what they did at Port Chester. They waived the requirement. And we had no issues.
To discuss whether or not we can... take some risks.
And then the other thing is, if you do the floors, we have the millwork, we have the chalk and tack boards, we have the curtain, we have just about everything to give you what you need. And then we make a decision on the doors. By that time we go to do the doors, we should have permanent heat. And then we need to have that permanent heat sit for 2-3 weeks to acclimate the doors. Because the doors, if you change the heat from this heat to that heat, you can warp these doors very easily, unfortunately.
Okay.
But that should be open, and we should be able to meet this, whatever we got to do, except for some circulation desk, I think, and maybe some of the panels that work outside, and things like that, but enough to be, substantially complete.
Okay. Thanks,
man. But we got to work that down, man. We got to work it out together.
Okay.
Nick, anything else?
No. Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Mike
Lombardi, you got anything? Fran?
No, thank you.
Make sure that you
just work that out. I'm just worried about over here. Because you got a 2-inch step at Raptor.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Line, all right? Just make sure there's a survey.
Send us a postcard. So
No.
You can't leave because Fran's blocking you.
Are you leaving?
Fran's blocking.
I'm blocking you. Right.
Joe, you got anything?
When I was walking before and talking to Hull, we're using some of the stone from St. Denis.
What?
We're using some of the stone at one of the entrances.
From the church itself?
The one that we saved. We saved something.
From the old school.
Oh, the school, yes.
Yeah, the display case.
What's the question?
No, is it?
There's a limestone piece that has some writing in it?
It says school.
No.
We're talking about...
What are we talking about?
They saved it. It's at stair right at the linkway. There's some piece of stone that's supposed to go there.
Yeah, it's the same thing we're talking about. That piece of stone with the lintel. We don't know how to attach it. Is that the question?
No.
No?
I'm not sure what he's talking about.
That's the one I'm talking about.
But what's the question?
We got to start bringing that stone here. I don't know where it is.
Oh, gotcha.
That's not for
the
wall.
Do we know where it is?
Absolutely know where it is. That Lincoln High School.
Are you talking about the school sign that goes into all the doorways?
The one that goes above at the link. Yeah.
Okay.
On the exterior?
No, on the interior. The display case has the
cast. Yeah. On the interior?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought Hull was doing that.
They might be.
It's in the quarter. Remember, Mike, you and I talked about how we were going to...
Our company put an RFI in last year.
A long time ago.
About the school sign, the salvage school sign.
Yes.
We've got dimensions on it.
Yes.
5 foot by 4 inches by yay big. And on the architectural drawings, it shows 2 plates, a bottom galvanized plate and a top galvanized plate. On the structural, approved structural drawings, it shows 1 plate on the bottom with possibly some dowels. Once it sits on those dowels, is it just going to be teetering? How does it get finally fastened? What's the finishes? It's a little gray area.
Do you need us to bring it?
I believe that's the question. Not really, no. Not just yet. I just need to know what the procedure would be and drilling into it, you know, like who's going to drill into it, how's it going to sit on the dowels.
How does it get mounted?
Basically, that's the question. How's it get mounted?
I just shortened it up.
Yeah, mounted bracket system.
You know, I mean, I could pow, shoot.
We're all talking about the same thing somehow.
It's cracking our hands.
Okay. We know that's
I know that's better. Yeah, I know.
So do we need to spin an RFI on that? Is that what we're asking? Is that what we're getting to?
I think so.
Okay, so submit an RFI on how you want the thing attached.
Joe, did you have anything else?
Nope, that's all.
Thank you. Mike, you got anything?
Just the fire... the holes for the sprinkler guy on McLean that's holding us up from finishing up the cafeteria. That needs to be done like sooner than later.
Yesterday. Yep.
We also have a couple hits with the loading dock ceiling elevation bulkheads, possibly an additional one. If you could please take some time with us and go over that today. We want to get that resolved. Yeah. And there's also some sprinkler pipes in that whole area that are lower than what they should be. Loading dock area. There's also something on the side we're going to talk about. Tile detail by the elevator in the cafeteria.
There's a lot going on in that corner.
Yeah.
With the building.
So, but no, other than that, we're okay.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
So if Brian can spend a little time with us.
Yeah, I walked. Great. Rob and I looked at the loading dock before the meeting.
I'm sorry.
There was one more. I'll go back with you guys.
I have one more thing. So, Mike, you mentioned about furniture coming in. You want to store it in the cafeteria.
Well, the plan was that's where the staging will be so we can assemble. And
right. That makes sense. do you have a date or any time soon? Because we didn't put Taraz. It's going to be
no.
A while.
That's after that's you're done.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to hold it somewhere in the snow. Okay.
Now
we see
echoing.
I mean, there will be areas on four that will be opened up and ready for...
Yeah, so if we need to get something and you give us an alternate area...
But a lot of times some of that stuff comes, like all the chairs are coming today.
And before we start loading with furniture, can we just like punch list that area before we... That's all. Thank you.
I had one more thing, only because I just saw the email come in. SiteWorks, the change order meeting that he's requested... Can we get that scheduled?
You know my feeling on that.
We'll discuss it too.
Russ, do you have any?
One more thing, I'm sorry.
Man, you guys
I just looked at my list.
UPS has got invisible ink together. Or something that's coming by.
Access panels for the MEPs. Can we please mark our first floor? Hard ceilings, where they go, piece of ribbon, tape with the
I
size
sent
on there.
I sent Al, Greg, and Mike over there a little text this morning. Oh, tell them to do that. Because Rob intercepted me in the hallway.
Is the bathroom and stairwell A on the first floor?
All of them.
Any hard ceiling.
Wherever there's a hard ceiling.
All 11 of them.
Yes. First Thank floor. You. That's it. I'm good.
All right.
Russ, you got anything?
No, thanks.
Al?
No.
Michael?
Nope.
Pepin?
Yeah. Any progress on a gas service? Maybe you'll go over to that and I didn't pay attention.
Oh, well, have you seen the emails going back and forth? I don't think you're on those.
Probably not, yeah.
Okay. So Mr. Lombardo wants the gas booster information uploaded to the website, but how can I put this? It's his responsibility, even though he says it's not.
That's
going to
be on that
ConEd
coordination.
Yes.
That we got to jump on.
That was one of my items.
Yeah, based on that.
So I tried to pull up the gas booster shop drawing to see if I could fill it out myself, but I have a feeling it's over my head, but I'll give it a whirl.
He's saying that I have all the information I need to fill out his application, but I'm only going to do some of it.
Is this something we can do together, knowing that Con Ed is a challenge instead of saying it's this guy's responsibility or that guy's responsibility?
I kind of started the process. I have the stuff on my desk. I was going
to
start filling
it out. We wanted to make sure that the piping arrangement
Yes. Let's auction stuff from Con Ed before we go doing anything.
Right, no, I agree.
Basically, you know, and it'd probably be a good idea maybe if we meet with them prior.
Meet with who?
With the gas suppliers.
This is the panel.
French.
Before we go and pipe out the unit.
They have to give us a drawing. They have to approve everything.
Okay.
They need an application
before
they can do that.
Yeah, that's true. It's something you can just get in. So I think we should coordinate something and work on it together.
Yes, I agree with that.
The next item is probably for you, Mike. Are there security monitors, or maybe people out that goes in the main office? Anything we need to do? Or
what's a security monitor?
You mean a person?
No, a screen, because you know, when someone comes, they ring a bell.
Isn't there a security office?
Yes. But the ITG work has these little devices at the doors. It's all in.
I'm sure there is some sort of monitors that have got to go in
security
rooms.
I forget what they're called. There's a name for them. Oh. Okay. Yeah, that's what I just came in, literally, because that was on my list. Filming schedule to do walkthrough. What does that mean? What about the phones?
They're on that.
Okay.
They weren't sure on their budgets.
We're gonna
need that. I have a paper.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually another item on NC, the phones. The telephony needs. Are there handsets in the classrooms? Each classroom?
No.
No.
We have a 2-day period.
And they'll be in every office. In every office.
And as far as a pop slide or elevator
A what line?
Floor line.
That's got to be
Ali's
doing that.
Yeah, there has to be one. I think it doesn't have to be copper anymore, right? It could be voice over IP.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's what we have.
Yeah, I think they take that now. But yeah.
It doesn't have to be played.
They're not interactive.
The sliders, but we have screens.
Oh, wait a minute. They're Promethean boards.
That are being mounted in between the whiteboards, yes.
No, that's the Promethean boards, so those are interactive.
Whatever brand they are.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys providing them.
So it's all you.
We ordered all that already. It's all in order.
As far as the authentication of copiers and stuff, main office stuff, that's all the district doing?
No.
It's all been located.
Yeah.
You're right.
There's like a dedicated outlet.
There's dedicated outlet.
Yeah. 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 District. Wherever the copy machine is, we'll find it. Right there.
Correct.
Please.
Pat, do you have anything else?
That's all I have. And Jose, if you have some time, maybe you and I can talk briefly. Yeah.
But before you guys go to do your measurements, I need the owner's team for like 5 minutes.
Okay. Nancy, you got anything?
Yes. I'm multitasking here. Phone fiber plaque went over. Clean up fourth floor. We went over. The solar forms.
Dude, I can't make it more clear. Lee Pavone's names are all over those documents. Get his name off.
What do you need me to do? Take the name off of the forms?
Yeah.
Okay.
It can't be Lee Pavone. It has to be the superintendent.
Okay, so what if we leave it blank and you fill it in?
Perfect.
Okay.
And then I will bring it up to him and have him.
Can you do that today?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because that's holding up the installation of the solar.
Yeah, I'll get him signed today.
Okay.
If you guys make the documents right.
All
right.
No problem.
It's the high point school be there.
Anything else, Nance?
Middle of the sidewalk.
I never
heard of it.
That's it.
The side of the sidewalk.
I've been hijacked by my thunder.
Jim, you got anything?
I sent an email out last week.
Hey, guys, there's a lot of conversations. I can't hear. Sorry, go ahead, Jim.
I sent an email out last week regarding startup of the RUs for the fourth floor, then the third and second thereafter. These floors have to be clean.
You mean cleaner than what they are now?
I haven't been up there yet today,
yes,
so I can't tell you.
Yes, I was going
to
say yes.
And so we have to have access to the filter banks. So if there is terrazzo grinding and we can't get in there for any reason, I don't think these units should be started when that activity is being done.
I agree.
So,
but they're no longer grinding on four.
Well,
as of today.
After today, they
will be.
Okay,
we're good.
No, but listen, that little dust you see on the ground is staying there for protection of our grout process. That's going to be vacuumed up. That doesn't get swept up. That's actually there for like when when you're baking a cake and you put down that flour. It's basically like a protectant.
Right? We're making a pizza pie.
On the fourth floor, and you're going to see the same thing on the third floor. Cornmeal. That's what I'm trying to think of. It's cornmeal. So the cornmeal, you can see, what's this dust there? It's there for a reason.
But they're vacuuming that up. They're not.
Later on, they'll vacuum.
They're not.
So if anyone sees subsequent emails, I'm just being a nudge.
That's okay.
And covering Mike. You know,
nudge is good.
I can't say that because this is being taped, right?
Correct.
We just want climate control. How we get there?
That's okay.
That's all we care about.
We've taped worse.
And we don't want any dust. How you get there, we don't care.
No dust.
And
yep.
Fair enough. And are you done? Is that your last thing?
Yep.
As we push stuff into the building, you have to wait now. I started. Wow. As you put stuff into the building, take the box that it came out of with you out of the building on a daily basis.
Do they really have to?
Well, you know, then it you know adds up with
but all the contractors
with garbage,
the obvious, right?
They just
chicken
throw it
bones,
down. They leave it for somebody else,
and you know McDonald's.
Every trade is responsible, and every trade is not doing their job.
Actually, that's a great point. There should be no more eating on finished floor areas. Like, no, I'm serious, because someone's going to put coffee and they're going to spill it, and everyone walks away from it. And the toilets, if anyone uses them, they're going to get kicked off the job. I don't care who it is.
There's no water in them. So
You're going to find people using them.
It's a problem on every job.
And
you know how it
so
is.
So just let
it's
all
It's only a matter
know.
Of time. Somebody's going to do it.
I don't want to be the first
world,
one I catch.
Man. So in 1957, and when you bought a new car, in the manual, it showed you how to do a tune-up on your engine.
Yeah, okay.
In today's manual, it says, don't drink the battery acid.
Yeah, exactly.
That shows you the mentality of people.
So,
yeah.
I get it.
Yep, exactly.
I mean, you would think, when you're done with your chicken wing bones at home, don't you just throw them on the floor?
Yes.
On the kitchen floor?
Next
item, right?
Banana peels.
I don't have anything. Paul, you got anything?
Nope.
Brian?
No.
Jose?
No.
I think you got to circle back to Jim. He had one more thing.
Jim has a
question. Jim, I apologize.
Community room ERU 03. Are we in fact burnering that? Or are we having a subsequent conversation? What are we doing?
You mean we're turning it on?
Yeah.
Well.
Because we're not ready now. We're not doing the refrigeration piping until we get word.
Correct.
Or our change order.
I agree.
No.
I don't think it's ready to turn on
so
anyway.
We'll discuss
the way the building
is. You know what this situation is?
It's to turn on the temp.
That was, we agreed to that.
I thought we were going to, Jim, I thought we were doing it. Oh,
no,
we owe you some money or something?
No.
Oh.
I did bring
somebody
up,
needs to tell them that.
I did bring up the cleaning of the duct.
Right.
And we have to be a quote for that or do it on a human basis, whichever we direct them to do.
Well, the
give me something.
Cleaning of the return duct should be someone else's problem because the owner didn't put all that stuff in. But
it's not his problem.
Not
I
his
didn't
problem.
Fill it with water and dirt and mud and presumably many other things.
All right, we will discuss all of it and you'll have an answer.
I would not start that equipment without doing that first.
Gotcha.
Sure.
That's a good recommendation.
Understood.
All right, guys, that's it for the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Stay warm.
Just need the orange
team. Happy.